Hawaii longline fishermen have hit their annual limit for big-eye tuna in Pacific waters. That doesn't mean there won't be tuna at local stores and restaurants, but it does mean some changes. At first glance, things still seem like business as usual at Pier 38, the home of the Honolulu Fish Auction. Workers empty their haul from docked fishing boats and load pallets with fresh mahi-mahi, yellowtail, and of course, big-eye tuna.
So, this is what we have today. This is like our menu.
The name of the boats and the number on the right is how many thousands of pounds they caught. Okay, so today we have about 89,000 pounds.
Guy Tamashiro of Tamashiro Market is one of dozens of buyers who pack the auction 6 days a week, looking to reel in a good deal. But the recent closure of tuna fishing for Hawaii's longline fleet has the vice president of the popular fish market worried.
I mean, this is the first time it might make a difference, so it's kind of spooky.
He says the impact will be felt across the seafood industry, possibly disrupting the ahi market for consumers. For now, he's considering a plan B to make sure his poke counter stays fully stocked.
If we can't get it here, we got to look at imports. Imports, or in other cases, will be frozen, and that will change the market. So we just have to look at other avenues because people still want the fish.
We will see what I would call a little bit of fluctuation in the market.
Michael Tosato is the Pacific Islands Regional Administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Fisheries Service.
You know, price on the block to what somebody might be paying in a restaurant to what somebody might be paying for their poke at their favorite supermarket.
The big-eye tuna limit set by the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission is just over 3,500 metric tons for Hawaii fishermen this year. That's about 250 tons less than in 2014. The goal is long-term sustainability. Douglas McCauley teaches marine biology at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
In the past decade, we've seen a 20% decline in adult biomass of big-eye in the region around Hawaii. This is about keeping things healthy, keeping this fish healthy, keeping ahi coming in good numbers for the next 50 years in Hawaii.
Meanwhile, the National Marine Fisheries Service is hoping to pass regulations that would allow Hawaii's longline fleet to attribute its catch to U.S. territories in the Pacific. Some environmental critics say that would create a loophole. The same process was used last year when the quota was met early in November, resulting in a lawsuit against the agency. Either way, the global market for tuna isn't likely to be affected. Hawaii's longline fishery reels in less than 2% of the big-eye caught in the Western and Central Pacific. But Hawaii Seafood Council's John Kaneko says the closure will fall hard on local fishermen.
To an individual boat, to be put off of fishing for a month or 2 months, that could make or break their year.
The federal agency is expected to approve the quota sharing sometime later this year. Molly Solomon for HBR News.